Good morning. Today, we're going to talk about love. The part of the story in Les Miserables that Pastor Stacy's going to talk about is the marriage between Cosette and Marius. Now, I'm guessing that not many of you have experienced the kind of love that's between Marius and Cosette. So I tried to think of an example that would help you understand the part of the story that Pastor Stacy's going to talk about today. You know I love Disney movies, and I think that we can learn a lot from them. So today, I want you to think about The Little Mermaid. In the beginning, Ariel is obsessed with all things human. She watches from her safety in the ocean and is marveled at even the smallest of things, a dinglehopper and a snarf blast and all the things that fill her collection. But then there's the storm. And Eric's boat gets struck and he falls into the ocean. And she saves him. King Triton would have none of it. He was very upset. He can't stand humans and warns Ariel of anything and everything human. There was definitely no healthy relationship between humans and merpeople. It was all about brokenness, fear, and anger. So the story continues, and in the end, Prince Eric and Ariel fall in love and get married. As you know, there's a lot more to the story, but I only have this much time with you here. So, the marriage of Eric and Ariel restores the relationship between humans and merpeople. King Triton even blesses the union of his beloved youngest daughter. That is an example of reconciliation. This marriage brought healing to the relationship between merpeople and humans. Now, Les Miserables is a story of hardship and misery for a lot of people, but it's also a story about love and reconciliation. It's no accident that the author has the marriage of Cosette and Marius at the end of the story. Through all the yuckiness, the author leaves us with a symbol of hope and stability for a world that is torn and fragile. Marriage is a way of bringing two people together, but also a way of bringing union between two groups, two families. Jesus is referred to as the groom and the bride, his church. Jesus offered his life, showing us that wounds can be healed, forgiveness is possible, and everything that Jesus taught is true. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul describes what God's love is like. He presents a list of qualities: patient, kind, hopeful, and on and on. In verse 13, he writes, "Faith, hope, and love abide these three, and the greatest of these is love." Faith is trusting that God will do what God has promised. Hope is trusting things that we haven't seen. And love is certainly the greatest of these, because love is the glue that holds faith and hope together. Will you pray with me? God of relationships and reconciliation, thank you for stories that teach us what it means to love one another as you have loved us. Open our hearts and minds that we can be people of love and reconciliation in our families, our schools, and our world. We love you, Lord. Amen.